In Sir Francis Drake's third voyage to the French West Indies in 1572 and 1573, he returned to England with some 20,000 pounds of gold and silver, most of it plundered from Spanish colonies in the New World. Similarly, in a subsequent voyage on 7 June 1586, Drake attacked the tiny St. Augustine settlement in Florida with 2,000 pirates. The Spanish abandoned the fort. Drake burned down the town and the fort and captured a treasure chest full of pay for Spanish soldiers. His take for sacking the town was some 2,000 pounds sterling and bronze artillery. The Dutch United Provinces of the Netherlands and England, both defenders of Protestantism, were defiantly opposed to Catholic Spain by the 1560s, while the French government was seeking to expand its colonial holdings in the New World now that Spain had proven they could be extremely profitable. It was the French who had established the first non-Spanish settlement in the Caribbean when they had founded Fort Caroline near what is now Jacksonville, Florida in 1564, although the settlement was soon wiped out by a Spanish attack from the larger colony of St. Augustine. Aided by their governments, English, French, and Dutch traders and colonists utterly ignored the unenforceable line drawn by the Treaty of Tordesillas to invade Spanish colonial territory, even in times of peace between their nations in Europe. To combat the constant danger to vital shipping in the 1560s, the Spanish adopted a convoy system. A treasure fleet, or flota, would sail annually from Seville and later from Cadiz, in Spain, carrying passengers, troops, and European manufactured goods to the Spanish colonies of the New World. This cargo, though profitable, was really just a form of ballast for the fleet, as its true purpose was to transport the year's haul in silver to Europe. The first stage in the journey was the transport of all that silver from the mines in Peru and New Spain in a mule convoy called the Silver Train to a major Spanish port, usually on the Isthmus of Panama or from Veracruz in New Spain. The flota would meet up with the silver train, offload its cargo of manufactured goods to waiting colonial merchants, and then transfer the precious cargo of gold and silver in bullion or freshly minted coins into its holds. This made the returning Spanish treasure fleet a tempting target. Although pirates were more likely to shadow the fleet to attack stragglers than to try and seize the well-guarded main vessels. The classic route for the treasure fleet in the Caribbean was through the Lesser Antilles to the ports along the Spanish Main on the coast of Central America and New Spain, then northwards and to the Yucatan Channel to catch the westerly winds back to Europe.